Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Hi, it's Kay, with a special note. This final episode is a bit of a two-parter. The first bit is the episode I originally put together for you. It sort of feels like an ending, where are they now, of the people involved in the case. That's how I intended to end the series. The second part is a sort of mini-episode, based on very recent events that I'm excited to share with you. Make sure you stick around for that. And thank you for listening. Okay, here it is.
Today, a jury of six men and six women found Lawrence Goddard guilty of the abduction and murder of Mason Miller by unanimous
verdict. Even after a guilty verdict, no explanation given by Mr. Goddard on how he killed Mason or where he is today. To the end, he denies any involvement. Is this the justice the Millers hoped for?
The jurors were all in agreement with the prosecution's timeline of events. Police who worked tirelessly welcomed today's conviction.
My team knew it was over. They begged me to take a deal. I would never betray myself like that. If you hear somebody is guilty before the trial, it takes away my right to reply. Balls to this public interest.
Ace, you can't expect an unbiased jury with the internet. You can't move them to a bit of the country where nobody's heard of it. That doesn't exist with this. It's everywhere. It's the scoop. It's who tweeted first, who hits publish first. They're reporting what they've been told. There's no time to double check because they're scared their rival's going to beat them to it.
Can you imagine how someone with my conviction is treated in here?
This is Up in Smoke, the strange case of missing teenager Mason Miller. I'm Kay McAllister. At the time of recording, Lawrence Goddard is a fair few years into his life sentence for Mason's disappearance. In the UK, a life sentence is about 25 years. At Lawrence's age, that doesn't matter. I'll keep fighting to have his convictions overturned. After the events at the safe house, Otto and Lindsay disappeared. Neither they nor I attended the trial. They have not been seen since.
Wow, straight in with the hard questions. My favourite thing about Mason... Wow... It's just there are so many.
One person who did attend was Dylan Michaels. He would go on to inherit all the opportunities I probably would have done if I hadn't spoken out. Staff writer at the Meteor, soon after poached by the Daily View. He'd do little opinion pieces. The more extreme they were, the more clicks they got. At that scale, you can't measure the reason somebody reads an article. You don't know if they agree or they're outraged, but it doesn't matter. Any click counts. He was the go-to expert for the Miller case. Media appearances, talks, book deal. It's a bestseller. Dylan smartly leveraged the case to catapult his own career, and it shows no sign of slowing down.
Thank you, my lovelies. Wow. Gosh, wow. Thank you all for coming. I know it's a cold night. I can feel a lot of energy around.
Every year, on the anniversary of the fire, Grace Argyle comes to Greenlock and does a seance live from the site for those who'll pay enough to be there. People don't care about Mason these days. They want to meet Grace. She still films content for her YouTube channel and does huge sellout tours helping others connect with their lost loved ones. If helping is the right word.
1 in 5 children aged 8 to 11 have their own social media profile in the UK. And only 2% of teens understand issues relating to privacy, letting an app access your...
Bogey Bear took a step back from life online, went back to university to study English literature. After that, they got an internship, lobbying for transparency around how social media companies use your data. We sort of drifted apart. I think I reminded them of their old life. We text about once a year, but I tried to get them to do a fresh interview for the podcast. I never got a firm answer on it. I get it. People need to move on. Greenlock has become a moniker for the fire and the events afterwards. So much so that the tourism office rebranded into a small museum, all about the disappearance of Mason. The same place Lindsay herself used to work. It generates a small industry. So-called dark tourists traipse around all the relevant locations in the case. Lawrence Goddard's house, the Hansel and Gretel pub where the Burning Boy video was filmed, the Miller house, obviously. It's a memorial garden now, poorly maintained. Slanted information boards retell the story. Tell people to keep off the grass. You never muddy the grass in Greenlock. People ignore it, so it's all yellow and bold when it rains. People leave Viola bows stuck in the ground to remember Mason. Once every few months, they're collected up and unceremoniously binned. After Burgess and I witnessed Otto, Lindsay and Mason at the safe house, we went straight to the police station to report everything we'd seen. In hindsight, of course that was stupid. What were the police supposed to do with a story like ours? Our evidence had disappeared into the night with our perpetrators.
I tried to tell him what we saw, you know.
Roy Burgess served 21 years on the Stone Ecken Police Force.
But it's mad, isn't it? And when it doesn't make sense, it's not going to work, is it? So it was quiet retirement handshake, and thank you very much, and we'll take it from here.
Otto Miller could project realities that weren't there, make people believe them, create a life for himself way beyond the one he should have been capable of. Money, a bigger house, and a son made from him, just like he wanted. Abilities like this are easy to explain away in gothic novels, in comic books, but when it happens in your life, there's no easy way to process that. It challenges you to reevaluate what you believe the rules of the world are. I believe he inherited it from his father. The story of Frank Harland fleeing, stolen valour, disappearing money. It's likely they shared it. Maybe Otto Miller never knew the cost. In his mind, he wanted a bigger house, so he made one. His wife wanted a perfect child, so she got one. He did it for her, ignoring the truth that one day, on his deathbed, he'd have to take it all back. And when the bill came through, when the strain of projecting became too much, he tried to disassemble it. When he realised that was impossible, his plan was to burn it to the ground. Maybe the theory was some insurance payout for Lindsay after his death. Nobody would be any the wiser. She'd be okay. All this was utterly inevitable. Whether he died before Mason, or the other way round, it would always require a tragedy to cover up. This is the deal he made to give himself and Lindsay the life they wanted. Does that make him a villain? Maybe he was just a coward. A compulsive liar. People like that, with or without projection, can never hold up their lie forever. It's an issue of self-esteem. I'm hesitant to say Otto Miller was a victim of his own insecurities. Otto caused a lot of hurt to others to protect his own interests. He'd claim he did it all for Lindsay, but knew it would ultimately break her heart. And he did it anyway. Was it really for her? If you were in Otto's position, with the means to have whatever you wanted in this world, would you do it any differently? It's Kay. I'm back in the studio. That was how Up in Smoke was going to end. It was a short roundup, not a particularly positive resolution for me, to be honest. However, there's been a development. I'm sat at my table, editing what you just heard. Outside my window, a car pulls up. 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay. That's me grabbing my recorder and hiding. I send Burgess a text. Get over here now.
Batteries.
Somebody had been listening to the podcast. Now they'd turned up, unannounced, outside my house. They wondered, when all was done, if we could reunite and be friends once more.
Hello.
Oh my God.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The man standing next to Lindsay Miller on my doorstep isn't Otto.
This is nice.
We'll call him Richard. He declined to be on tape.
Through there?
I can't tell you Lindsay Miller's new name.
Right.
Richard is her new partner.
Let me take that.
A new life.
Come sit down.
Burgess arrives within 10 minutes. That's impressively quick in an old van full of fish tanks.
We through here. Hello, Lindsay.
Hello, Roy.
It's been a few years, but Lindsay looks like she's aged more. She's frailer, but the burn scars on her hands from wading through the ashes that first morning. They're so faint now. She has all her fingernails back. She had surgery to replace them. They're plastic, but you can't tell.
I'm afraid I only have decaf tea. Is that okay?
That's fine, thanks.
And Roy?
Coffee for me, please.
Decaf coffee, okay?
Actually, I'm all right, thanks.
The last time I saw Lindsay Miller, she left me and Burgess in a safe house, possibly for dead. She fled a crime scene with her husband, knowing the truth about what happened to her son. Now, she was here with her new partner, drinking tea and laughing like she'd stopped by for a chat.
Hey, fella, do you smoke?
Richard doesn't smoke, but he takes the hint. The boys step outside.
Okay. Sorry, this is really surreal. I'm shaking.
I'm sure it is.
You understand why I need to record this, right?
I do.
I'm just trying to get my head around it a bit because...
Yeah, I can understand the tension here. Look, maybe if I offer an explanation...
Maybe.
I never knew the extent of what was going on until we were into those final days. I mean, you know, you saw how I reacted when you told me about what you'd seen. You can understand it was hard for me to accept.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, when Otto came clean about it and then my son was standing in front of me and... I could hug him and feel him, and he was here. I'm going to have a reaction to that. The how, probably, I imagine, would sink in later. Any parent that's lost their child just wants to cuddle them again. And yeah, I just wanted to spend what time was left with Mace and I guess deal with the rest at some point. Like Otto, right?
It must have been a shock.
Yeah.
So how did that conversation go when Otto told you about what he could do?
He had been hiding this from me the whole time. I mean, I get that. But it's such a betrayal. Because I lived that life as if it was real, you know? It'll always be my past. I carry Mason around today as Mason, you know, not as anyone else.
Why did he do it, Linz?
I don't know. I think maybe he felt he wouldn't be able to give me the life we wanted otherwise.
But you probably could have had it anyway, no?
Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah, I know. You know, we found out very young that we couldn't have kids of our own, so we moved to Greenlock after he sold Miller Maid into a house that Otto had designed and commissioned, as far as I knew. And then we adopted Mason. And he handled all of that. I just thought he was being kind.
Do you think he imagined what it would do to him?
No. I don't think he realised in time. Maybe he hoped he'd outlive me.
So you knew nothing before he told you?
Honestly, nothing.
Are you telling me the truth?
I listened to the podcast. I told you at the time I thought Mace was taking money. I thought he was grieving and acting out. What else would I think it was?
Why did you run?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was just shock. I just didn't process any of what I'd seen. I couldn't. I ran. I got on a train and I had to let things be.
With Otto?
Mm-hmm. Alone.
Oh, I presumed you two were together.
Nope. I didn't even look back to see where he was. Same with you. Sorry to say. I regret saying goodbye to Otto like that. Immensely. I loved him deeply. We shared a whole life. I actually thought he'd been arrested until I read the papers. But there was nothing.
If Lindsay is telling the truth, where had Otto Miller gone? It's just Richard checking on us.
Hiya.
How did you meet Richard? I said his real name, so I cut that out. Sorry.
I volunteer at a place. I'm not going to say any more than that, but he was also there. There's a stability with him that I've never felt before. I've learned that the quiet life doesn't mean a boring one.
Did you ever dream about your previous life?
I dreamt last week I didn't have enough soil to replant my lupins. That's about as bad as it gets.
Should we talk Dylan Michael's book then?
Oh, yeah, sure.
How'd you feel? Without my bias interfering.
We all know what you think. For me, this is what I've read hundreds of times before, and it's not even about me, is it? It's Occam's razor. The simplest explanation is often the truth. The story people needed to hear. It just seemed like everyone was fine piggybacking off our pain. Sorry. But either they made it about them or they used it to benefit themselves. They didn't care. But what about my son? Everyone conveniently forgot what it was really about and we were just trying to get justice for Mason. That's all I wanted.
I'll take my share of the blame there.
Fine. But what made you different, Kate, was that when you saw new evidence, you weren't too proud to admit you were wrong. You didn't just turn a blind eye to it, and I do admire that in you. You tried to get the truth out, even though you knew it would cost you your reputation.
That means a lot. Thank you.
And hearing you read out my note. Well, it is all over now. I've been waiting years for this. And then this book dragging it up again. No, I've had enough of people making my story about themselves.
I have to ask then, why didn't you come forward sooner? You could have set the record straight years back.
For Lawrence?
Yes.
You're absolutely right. You need to know that I'm haunted by the guilt. What I've allowed that man to go through. It's taken me so long to come to terms with it. I knew when the time came, if ever, to tell my story, I would have to be ready to face it. You know, really know I was ready. Because the first thing anyone would ask would be, well, what happened? You know? And what happened isn't that normal, is it? So if I hadn't processed everything, been through that recovery, if I wasn't emotionally in a place to deal with the results, then they're just going to pick my story apart and Lawrence would stay in prison and that would be it. So I don't blame myself for taking time. And I just hope that Lawrence can bring himself to forgive me.
Is the time right now?
I think so. I've got something to show you.
What's that?
It's a video camera.
Specifically, a body camera.
I needed to protect us. Sounds silly now. Sorry.
This is... Is the memory card still in it?
I haven't touched it, really.
Roy, you want to come in here for a sec?
Everything okay?
Look.
What? Huh. Haven't seen one of these in a while.
No, Roy. Still has the tape over the red light.
Still working?
I think so.
Huh.
Burgess goes back outside and lights up another cigarette.
I don't know how you...
This is from earlier today.
Is it there?
Lindsay and Burgess are back in my kitchen. The footage on the body cam. It's hard to watch, but it's all there. Otto with Mason, bursting into flames. Burgess falling backwards, Lindsay leaning over, checking Burgess is alive, grabbing the camera, grabbing my phone, running away. If you tap through, frame by frame, watching all those Masons explode from Otto's body. This isn't grainy footage of a Yeti in the forest. This is HD. In the mayhem, there is a single frame. A dark shadow appears to be vaulting the window. It could just be smoke. The motion makes it blur. I can't tell, but I wonder.
Oh, my eyesight, Jesus. What does that say?
It says processing. True to form, I don't take this tape to police. This time, Burgess agrees with me. We don't take it to the media either. We ready?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We'd let everyone watch the video and make their minds up for themselves. I imagine the look on Dylan Michaels' face as he watches the video. Grace Argyle discovering otherworldly abilities are real after all. This is going to be huge. Finally, the truth out there.
Three.
We have a petition ready to go. Free Lawrence Goddard. Signed by Lindsay Miller.
Two.
I've left the magazine. It didn't feel right anymore. One. We have other things to focus on now. Okay. It's life.
From Penny Four, this is Up in Smoke. Written and directed by Guy Larson and Cambria Bailey-Jones. Our editors were Gabriella Jones and Guy Larson. The studio producer was Gabriella Jones. Theme music by Tom Larson. Mixing and sound design by Dan Pugsley and Cassini Sound. Our script editors were Gabriella Jones, Peter Fellows and George Riley. Casting by Sydney Aldridge.
Kay McAllister was played by Mae Mack. DCI Roy Burgess was Adam Buxton. Lawrence Goddard was Alan Corduna. Lindsay Miller was Tracy Wiles. Dylan Michaels was Preston Nyman. Grace Argyle was Han Evans. And Bogey Bear was Madison Clare. Additional voices by Charlotte Gay, Alex Gill, and Jessica Bracey.
Music by Alon Peretz, Itai Argaman, Slithering Woe, and Out of Flux, courtesy of Artlist.
Special thanks to London South Bank University, Joe Tyler, and Janet Jones. You can follow Up in Smoke on Instagram. We're at upinsmoke.podcast. This was a Penny 4 production.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.